For the Tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, Father Sam Kachuba with your daily gospel reflection. Today is the Monday of the octave of Easter. We are celebrating the resurrection of the Lord. We're rejoicing that he has truly been raised. We join today in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28. We join Mary Magdalene as she leaves the garden. And she and her companions are going with great joy because the Lord has been truly raised, and they encounter him on the way. They meet him and they fall down. They do him homage. They're rejoicing to see him again. But he sends them on a mission immediately. Go and tell my brothers. Go tell them about this. Go tell them what has happened and tell them that they will see me. And so they go off filled with this good news, ready to proclaim it. Do we leave Mass every day with that same sort of joy, ready to go and proclaim this good news? Go and tell my brothers. Go and tell the people that you encounter that Jesus is risen from the dead. And that might be somewhat of a tall order for us. That might seem a little challenging, but really that's exactly what each of us is called to. Now, as we're looking towards Pentecost, I know we're still in the octave of Easter, and Pentecost seems like a long way off. But in 50 days, when we celebrate the great solemnity of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, we see that we who believe, we who have encountered the risen Christ, are going to be given precisely that charge. What Mary Magdalene experiences today is just the beginning, because all who follow Christ, impelled by the Holy Spirit, are sent out to bear witness to him, to tell the good news to the entire world. And so we can see today, as we celebrate with great joy the resurrection, that we also are being sent out to bear witness, to proclaim the good news, and to bring the joyful tidings of the resurrection to everyone we meet. God bless you.